against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, and then shall the end come.
Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
The final 7 years, the prophecy explained. The Bible prophesies a peace agreement will be reached between the Israelis and the Palestinians. When this agreement is concluded, it will trigger a 7-year period that will culminate in the Battle of Armageddon and the second coming of Jesus to the earth. In today's lesson, we will do 4 things. A, we will give an overview of the coming peace agreement that will trigger the final 7 years. B, we will explain the prophecy itself, going through the scriptures step by step. C, after this, we will summarize the peace agreement so that we will be able to recognize it when it happens. D, finally, we will discuss how soon the final 7 years are likely to begin. The final 7 years is more than just a time frame of when Christ will return. Many prophecies will unfold during this time, and the Bible gives us specific details about those prophecies. A peace agreement will be signed in the Middle East, the Antichrist will come to power, and we will experience the greatest revival the world has ever seen. Learn more about this historic and prophetic time in the Final 7 Years DVD.
Irvin Baxter teaches an outstanding lesson that walks you through a timeline of what we will all experience in these last days. We are hearing of wars and rumors of wars every day, while most of our politicians are walking blindly, not knowing what the Bible says concerning the future. For your gift of $20 or more, get a full understanding of what to expect by ordering our newest DVD, The Final 7 Years. Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Order yours now.
It's one thing to assert that all of these events will come to pass, but how can we prove them from the scriptures? This prophecy is one of the most difficult in the Bible, but it's also one of the most important. Consequently, we will explain slowly and carefully. The prophecy of the coming peace agreement is given in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. Listen to it. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. This famous prophecy is often referred to as Daniel's 70 weeks. It could be more accurately described as 70 weeks of years, or 490 years. The NIV translation says 77s are decreed for your people. The New Century Version says God has ordered 490 years for your people. This prophecy of Daniel 9:27 foretold the events of Jewish history that would occur over a period of 490 years. This will become clear as we delve into the prophecy. There's one other thing we must notice in order to understand Daniel's 70 weeks. The prophecy is given in three segments. 7 weeks of years, which would be 49 years. 62 weeks of years, 434 years. And 1 week of years. The prophecy is given this way because there are gaps between the 49 years, the 434 years, and the final 7 years. Verse 25 tells us when the 490 years are to begin. It states that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto the Messiah would be 7 weeks of years, 49 years, 62 weeks of years, 434 years. In other words, from the commandment to rebuild Jerusalem to the Messiah would be 483 years plus the length of the gap between the 49 years and the 434 years. The first temple and the city of Jerusalem were destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians in 586 BC. The order allowing the Jews to rebuild Jerusalem was given by the Persian king Cyrus in 538 BC. This is where the prophecy of 490 years begins. Verse 25 clearly states that the coming of the Messiah would mark the end of the 483 years. From the commandment to build Jerusalem to the Messiah, 483 years. Let's talk about the gap between the 483 years and the final 7 years. Notice that after the 483 years, two things were prophesied to happen. Messiah was to be cut off, and Jerusalem was to be destroyed. That's in verse number 26. Jesus was crucified, obviously that's what cutting off is referring to, around 30 AD. And Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. Yet, the final 7 years of the prophecy contained in verse 27 had not yet begun. So there is obviously a gap between the 483 years that ends with the coming of the Messiah and the final 7 years. Why is there a gap? And how big is the gap? This gap between the 483 years and the final 7 years is because the Jews as a whole rejected Jesus as their Messiah. Consequently, God turned to the Gentiles to take out a bride for his name's sake. This began what Scripture calls the times of the Gentiles. The Apostle Paul described it this way in Romans 11, 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. From our present perspective, we know that this gap was to be around 2,000 years. The gap will continue until the signing of the coming Palestinian-Israeli peace agreement, The final 7 years of the 490-year prophecy are described in Daniel 9:27. This verse contains the prophecy of the Middle East peace agreement that will mark the beginning of the final 7 years. Let's look once again at Daniel 9:27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week or for 7 years. And in the middle of the 7 years, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspread of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. There are several things we must understand from this important verse. One, who is he? Two, what is the covenant he will confirm? Three, what are the sacrifices that will be stopped? Four, what is the abomination of desolation? Let's answer these four questions one at a time. First of all, who is he? The he here does three things. One, he confirms the covenant. Daniel 11:21 through 45 describes the actions of the Antichrist during his reign. In verses 21 and 22 of this passage, the Antichrist is called the Prince of the Covenant. It is the Antichrist that confirms the covenant. Second point, he causes the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Daniel 11:31 tells us it is the Antichrist who stops the sacrifices. Number three, he places the abomination of desolation. Also in Daniel 11:31, we are told that the Antichrist will place the abomination that makes desolate. Since the Antichrist does all three of these things, we have absolute proof that the he in verse 27 refers to the Antichrist. Second question, what is the covenant? Genesis 15:18 describes the covenant God made with Abraham. Let's look at the verse. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. At the time of this divine promise, Abraham was in the land of Israel. The Abrahamic covenant was God's promise to Abraham, God's covenant to Abraham, that the promised land would belong to him and his descendants forever. What then is the confirmation of the covenant? When the Middle East peace agreement is signed, the Antichrist and the international community will confirm Israel's right to exist in the Holy Land. Presently, Israel's enemies deny that she has a right to a home in the land God promised to Abraham. When the confirmation of the covenant takes place at the time of the signing of the Palestinian-Israeli peace agreement, the final 7 years to Armageddon and the second coming will begin. We'll be right back. like to invite you to join us on our 2017 Fall End Time Prophecy Tour. Coming up October 31st through November the 11th of 2017. Start making your plans right now. We're going to have a wonderful time together. Daniel 9:27 prophesies that the Antichrist will confirm Israel's right to exist in the Promised Land. This peace agreement will be a seven-year temporary agreement. It will be temporary because the status of Jerusalem will remain unresolved. The creation of a Palestinian state will happen in Judea. The peace agreement will provide for a Palestinian state in the West Bank. Historically and biblically, this area is referred to as Judea. The agreement will also allow Jews in Judea to remain as a Jewish minority under the new Palestinian state. We know this from the prophecy of Jesus in Matthew 24:15 through 18 and also verse 21. He said there, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea, living under the Palestinian new state, let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes." Why? "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." In this passage, Jesus paints a picture of the Jews living under a hostile government in Judea. When the abomination of desolation occurs halfway through the seven-year agreement, the Jews living in Judea will have to flee for their lives. This event will launch the final 3.5 years called the Great Tribulation. Amazingly, the scenario Jesus painted 2,000 years ago is exactly what is presently being discussed in the ongoing peace negotiations. The Palestinians contend that the only hope for peace between them and Israel is a two-state solution. They claim that their state should be established in Judea, the West Bank. The United States, the European Union, and the United Nations all agree that the two-state solution is the only viable solution to the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has also embraced the two-state solution as the ultimate answer to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Now, we know the Temple Mount's going to be shared. Outside of control of Jerusalem, the status of the Temple Mount is the most hotly disputed issue in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Muslims claim the Temple Mount as their third holiest site after Mecca and Medina. Both of those are located in Saudi Arabia. The Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock presently occupy the Temple Mount. However, the Jews regard the Temple Mount as their number one holy site. Their first temple stood there on the Temple Mount from 968 to 586 BC. Their second temple occupied the Mount from 516 BC until 70 AD. God promised King Solomon that he would place his name there on the Temple Mount forever. Consequently, the Jews insist that their third temple must soon be built there. So how will this intractable dispute over these 35 acres be resolved under the coming peace agreement? During the Camp David peace negotiations in the year 2000, President Bill Clinton suggested that the Muslims and Jews could simply share the Temple Mount. A law has been introduced in the Israeli Knesset to place the Temple Mount under a sharing arrangement. Prime Minister Netanyahu has used his influence to delay action concerning this law, hoping the issue will be settled when a peace agreement is achieved. The Bible prophesies that the Temple Mount will be shared under the coming peace agreement. The prophecy is found in Revelation 11, verse 1 and 2. Here's what it says. And there was given me a reed likened to a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. John was instructed to measure the temple and those that worship therein. Then he was told to not measure the outer court because it would be under Gentile control. This scripture paints a picture of the Temple Mount being shared between Jew and Gentile. The scene in this prophecy describes the Temple Mount at the halfway point of the final 7 years during the 7-year agreement. Now, how do we know for sure that the Jewish temple will be built? In Revelation 11, 1 and 2 that we just read, John was told to measure the temple. You can't measure a temple if there's no temple to measure. He was told to do this when there would be 42 months left. This lets us know that Jewish temple has to be built and completed during the first 3.5 years of the 7-year agreement. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 4 confirms this. It states that the Antichrist will sit in the temple of God at the time of the abomination of desolation, which will occur halfway through the final 7 years. You can't sit in a temple if there's no temple to sit in. Again, this proves that the Jewish temple will be completed during the first 3.5 years of the 7-year agreement. We're also told that animal sacrifices will be conducted and then stopped. Once the Jewish temple is completed, animal sacrifices will be resumed as were practiced by the Jews in the Old Testament. We know this because in Daniel 9:27, the prophecy foretelling the final 7 years, it states that the Antichrist in the middle of the 7 years will cause the sacrifice to stop. You can't stop the sacrifices if they are not ongoing. Daniel 11:31 also records the Antichrist stopping the sacrifices. Then it goes on to say, and arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. The Antichrist will commit the abomination of desolation. In order to justify stopping the Jewish sacrifices, the Antichrist will offer his reason for doing so. He will remind the world that most people have come to agree that all religions really worship the same God. They merely call him by different names. Going a step further, the Antichrist will remind the different religions that most of them are expecting an anointed leader to appear. Jews are looking for the Messiah. Christians are expecting the second coming of Jesus. Muslims believe the Mahdi will soon come. And Buddhists are expecting the fifth Buddha. The Antichrist will then claim that he is the anointed one the different religions have been expecting and yearning for. Therefore, there is no more need for the offering of sacrifices. 2 Thessalonians 2:4 says that he will exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he as God will sit in the temple of God, claiming to be God. Now, for our final question, how soon will the peace agreement be signed? Many have attempted to negotiate a peace agreement between Palestinians and Israelis. So far, all have failed. President Trump takes great pride in his negotiating skills. He even wrote a book called The Art of the Deal. Trump says that negotiating peace between Arabs and Israelis would be the ultimate deal. He has said he doesn't know if he can achieve this elusive deal, but he has announced that he is going to do his best. At the time of this recording, Trump's efforts toward producing a deal are moving forward with considerable speed. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has said he is ready to begin negotiations immediately. Trump says that Israel's Netanyahu told him that he's ready for a peace deal. President Trump has expressed that he hopes to achieve an agreement in 12 to 18 months. Will he be successful? We don't know. However, this we do know for certain. There is going to be a peace agreement sooner or later. When it is signed, the final 7-year period called Daniel's 70th week will begin. The final 7 years is more than just a time frame of when Christ will return. Many prophecies will unfold during this time, and the Bible gives us specific details about those prophecies. A peace agreement will be signed in the Middle East, the Antichrist will come to power, and we will experience the greatest revival the world has ever seen. Learn more about this historic and prophetic time in the Final 7 Years DVD.
Irvin Baxter teaches an outstanding lesson that walks you through a timeline of what we will all experience in these last days. We are hearing of wars and rumors of wars every day, while most of our politicians are walking blindly, not knowing what the Bible says concerning the future. For your gift of $20 or more, get a full understanding of what to expect by ordering our newest DVD, The Final 7 Years. Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Order yours now.
Jerusalem, where every week on The Watchman Show, we are bringing you the inside story of Israel